Good morning, Australia. Good evening, America. You're listening to Radio Tony, and I'm your host, Tony Lontis. This is the Everyday Business Show, and each week I'm joined by different hosts taking a different perspective on business. My co-host today is Oksana Johnson, an NLP expert and someone who can help you create the life you dream, the business you dream, and all things in between. Every business has a story. Every business has something to say. Join us each week, Radio Tony, Everyday Business, and Oksana Johnson. Now, let's get on with the show, and I'll introduce you to my amazing host, Oksana Johnson. Thanks for listening. Good morning, Australia. Good evening, America. And you are listening to us live and live streaming onto all socials. Now, my wonderful host, Oksana, is here with me today. And before the show started, we were having a little chat. And Oksana knows just what a technically challenged week I've had. And to combine with that, we have a surging coronavirus issue in the southern states of Australia. And Oksana herself lives in a hotspot in Sydney, yes. Australia. And she was commenting about the wearing of masks. And before we get onto the show, I just thought I'd say a big shout out to everyone out there. There's so much turmoil in the world today. We are being asked to do things that we would never normally do. And from that perspective, I'm a nurse. So wearing masks is almost second nature to me. And I actually don't have an issue wearing a mask because I spent most of my nursing life wearing a mask in the operating theatres in hospitals. But for Oksana, she herself has just purchased a mask that she can reuse. And I just wanted to let everyone know that you're going to be feeling uncomfortable at the moment. You're going to be feeling negative. You're going to be feeling horrible about the changes that are happening in our world at the moment. And that's why it's important that we are talking to people like Oksana who can help you manage your way through some of these issues, and just letting you know that what you're feeling is a very normal part of what humanity as a whole is experiencing at the moment. So Oksana, we're going to talk about managing state today, and I really want you to talk about some of those issues that people and people in business might be facing at the moment and how we manage our state. And thanks again for joining me live on Radio Tony.
My absolute pleasure. Good morning, good evening. Good time of the day, I guess, wherever you are in this beautiful planet Earth while we still have it. Yeah, we've kind of touched base in the last couple, in the last two shows, just talking through what NLP is and neuro linguistics programming and what it actually can do for you and for your life and for your business, as business is a part of everyone else's life, which is pretty common sense. We're gonna have a chat and just focus on twofold, right? So the state management, as you are rightly mentioned, Tony. But also it's that other sequence of events of a bit of, you know, planning and strategy coming from it, right? After you actually have a grip of your mental state. So in terms of the managing state, there are a couple of techniques that are out there. But even to start from something very, very basic, just especially with, I was literally when we had a chat just then, right? And I told you, I am back on, like, my little mantra is that living one day at a time, sometimes 1 hour at a time when required. And I am back on 1 hour at a time, just to check in with yourself and see what's up. And ultimately, just to focus and look again at the routines of what you're having, depending on where you are at geographically, what is happening with the COVID stuff, what is happening with your health, what is happening with your family, just all of those different areas of your life. But generally, you know, when we wake up, the only thing we can do for ourselves is just gently check in with yourself, right? Because remember, I mentioned that too, very, very often we ask this question of how are you to so many other people, but not necessarily to yourself. So just check in with yourself and be gentle. And again, you've mentioned it absolutely correctly. We are living in unprecedented times. It's pandemic. This is not normal. The expectations that we had, even if we had this little window of opportunity, like I remember how we all were so excited that lockdown was kind of going to an end, but I felt that absolutely feeling of pain, internal pain, and this is how we all connected on a collective level, on the unconscious, and I just felt that this is not, like, I don't think this is it, this is not it, this is just a part of it, part of the journey. So again, this focusing on what we exactly, focusing on what we can control rather than what we can't control. So what we can definitely control is to take care of your own mental headspace and just to check in how you are, right? So when you just wake up, before you put on, and please, like even with the news situation, do not do it to yourself first thing in the morning, because you're so vulnerable. Can you imagine? You just woke up and you're beautiful and rested.
Yes.
Hopefully you're rested. And then the first thing you put into your brain is that piece of news is, but unfortunately I don't think it's very positive at the moment, is it? So with news, I suggest I usually do it as a sandwich effect, right? Like you would do something nice to yourself, and then somewhere in the middle of the day you will watch news and have a bit of a curfew, you know, in terms of how long you actually allocate of what you're but also choose wisely what are you putting into your head in terms of what channels are you listening to. Even with social media, it can greatly helpful, but sometimes if it's just if it's not reasonable and if it's not credible, then just don't do it to yourself. Anyway, so sandwich effect, and then in the middle of the day, and then obviously you'll have not very close to when you go to sleep again, because you're so vulnerable. You are about to go to bed and to sleep, and then we're wondering why can't we not, you know, we're tossing and turning. Well, just because you probably watched something you didn't really need to, did you? Anyway, so checking in, going back to that state management, checking in with yourself before anything even gets into your headspace. How are you? Yeah. How are you feeling? Are you sore? Are you restless? Are you happy? What sort of happy is that happy? What sort of restless is that restless? Just have a little chat with yourself, so you already identify what is it, the state of yourself very early in the morning. And then you can identify what is that that needs to be done to actually soothe it. Are you anxious? Do we need to take care of a little bit of that anxiety and create a little bit of certainty? Do you need to be grounded? Yeah. Is it something that you need to tap into, that, you know, the resources of what are you thankful for? Like, what is it? Practicing gratitude, it's a beautiful thing, because we focus on so many things, which is overwhelming, what we don't have, and we forget those things that we do have. So just acknowledge them and feel that presence. Just let it sink in of actually life is actually not that bad. So what's happening at the moment? And then if you do whatever your routine is at the moment, if you're practicing meditation and yoga or whatever the form of exercise, but what I definitely recommend is to move your body, because that's when you are feeling connected, where that mind-body connection starts. Then obviously the entire, you know, what you put into your body, that's going to be probably on a different topic. But again, a good thing is to have a glass of water before you even jump into coffee. You know, just put some, because water, we are ultimately water and energy. So just have a bit of that refreshment and you'll see how different you will feel. What I would like to focus on today is actually sharing a very simple technique of, it's an NLP technique, and it's called clearing of the now. And basically what it is, I'm going to talk you through it very, very simply, in a simple way. But then if someone is interested, again, you know all of our details. So I would love to be able to share some information if that's what you require. But ultimately, clearing of the now is such a great, very simple, again, not rocket science. But what it does, it brings you to now. It makes you feel in control. It puts things in their little shelves or whatever files, whatever that you have your life organized in. And I also would like just to probably kind of reframe and preframe this process in a sense of reminding what our beautiful unconscious mind is, right? So we have our 5%, Exactly. We have our 5%, I call it our monkey mind, and that's our analytical conscious brain. That's the one that we judge, believe, basically sort that information, right? And the unconscious mind, it's that vastness storage of anything and everything that ever happened to you, but it also runs your body, right? So all of those bodily functions, we don't really think and remind ourselves to breathe, to digest, and all of those things. It all just happens. And this, just think of it for a second. This is all you, cupcake. Like all of those things, this is what you're doing with yourself, with your beautiful mind. Just imagine what you're capable of doing when you get into the habit of training. The same as like we train our body. That's how we train our mind and what you're capable of. So with the clearing of the now as a process, it's called a timeline process. And what a timeline is, timeline is like a history. We have a timeline as well, right? We've come from somewhere and we're going somewhere. So beautiful and interesting to acknowledge. And I remember the first time when I came across this concept and it just like blew my mind how different we all are. But just imagine, like for guys who are driving, just please probably don't do this right now, just keep listening, but you can do it and you can imagine and then you know you can practice it when you are somewhere in a safe, not driving situation or operating heavy machinery, whatever that you're doing over there. But just imagine like closing your eyes for those people who can do it, and just imagine where is your past, where is your future, and just show it out with your hands, right? So for whatever it is that is for you. I'm actually quite interested, Tony. What is it for you? And I'll tell you what's mine. So it's going to be a good example. Where is your past? Where is your future?
My past is over the back of my head behind me.
Okay. Well, and that's so how cool it is, because mine is coming from left to right. So, and this is when you're going like from the back to front. Yeah, whereas so to
that's
me,
that's my past and that's my future.
Amazing. So for me, it is like mine is linear, right? So it's from the left, this is the past, and then the future is going. So I'm kind of like, it seems like I am more at the moment, we also can say that I'm looking at my life in a more detached way, whereas you are living through your life at the moment. And again, it's not good or bad. We all will have different perception of how it feels living through time. I'll even push it one step even ahead. Where is your now? So just show me where is, like, if you, again, close your eyes and if you think of where is in front of you.
Right here. Actually, through my core, from the top of my head right through to the soles of my feet. That's my now.
Nice. See, again, my now is not inside of me. It's so my timeline, and this is actually quite interesting observation just to understand.
Yes.
It's totally not in me. It's literally, it's right in front of me, and it's actually quite just right there. And this is when we start playing with the timeline, right?
Yeah.
When we, so ultimately the purpose of clearing of the now, as the name suggests, is to declutter it from so many things that don't belong there. Because ultimately the reason why we get anxiety and we're anxious and nervous and all of those negative things as a, you know, rippling down effect is when it's overcrowded and our brain can only perceive between 5 plus 7 pieces of information in order for the conscious mind to be actually, you know, comfortable. Because remember, we're quite lazy and it's okay. Like, and this is why we fall into, you know, fall into those routines and unhelpful habits, because patterns of behavior, because we're lazy. And as soon as you accept it, again, the three A's, right? The awareness, acceptance, and action. As soon as you accept it, that's when you actually are able to do something about it. Anyway, clearing of the now. So the technique starts, I even use it now on an everyday basis, just a part of my meditation, just to see of what's up and what's happening. And again, as I mentioned, we are looking at timeline, right? So with the eyes closed, when you're ready to do that, what you're doing, you're imagining your timeline. So you imagine yours, I imagine mine, whatever it is, however it is going. And even guys, like, this is what we've shared with Tony. This is my perception of timeline and Tony's perception of timeline, but you might have it absolutely different. I've had some, you know, it was diagonal, it was, you know, perpendicular. And this is where we start. Sometimes some people have their past in front of them now. But again, this is how we understand that we can do something about it. And this is, it means that you are just living in the past. So we need to reshuffle it with the powerful unconscious mind. So whatever it is, totally cool. We're going to bring up literally, even again, with hands that usually helps, like how big is your now? So you're going to understand. Yes. So sometimes I'm actually curious, Tony. So show me with your hands, how big is your now?
I actually see it in three-dimensional. I see myself in a circle, and my now is a bright light piercing straight through my head down to my feet. Yeah. It around me is circular.
But if you were to show me in terms of the, like, I'm not sure if it's going up and down, how big is your now? Is it big? Is it small?
It kind of feels small, like in diameter sense, the size of a 50-cent piece, but it's brilliant white light.
So interesting. So for me, and again, not good or bad, not comparing, well, just sharing, right? So mine is quite big, actually. Yeah, yeah. It's in front of me, and it's quite big, I would say. So this is what it means that I've – that's actually very good. And I've just had a realization myself because I haven't done this morning. Yes. So here you go. I'm quite grounded. Okay. I'm quite – despite the fact that I'm detached from my life, that's a whole different story of my life, you know, living 1 hour at a time. We're going to tap into that a bit later. But literally, mine is quite big. And this is when you can start working with your time, because perception of time, sometimes if it's too small and then you don't have enough time to do stuff, you literally, with the power of your unconscious mind, you make it bigger. If it's too big and it's overwhelming and you would like for it to just, you know, some of those moments and chapters of our life, you just want to live through them, just make it smaller, shrink it. Then this is when you play with your reality. And it sounds, if you have never tried it, just try it, because it sounds a bit ridiculous, but it works. This is the beautiful.
No, I was going to say, I have done some of this stuff, Oksana, and I absolutely agree with you about its positive impact. Just that simple effort of recognizing where your timeline is, or what, or how you visualize that, because it causes you to stop and think, and being that there's no right or wrong, and people being individual, it's actually a fascinating conversation to have with another person.
Absolutely. And this is when, again, so NLP is a form of psychotherapy. So again, repeating myself, but the purpose of this exercise is to share tools, everyday tools that actually work, right?
And this is how you can use.
Exactly. So when you are in control of your mind, you are in control of your emotions, actions, reactions, and ultimately the sequence of events that happens in life, right? So,
and it's important at the moment, isn't it, Oksana? Like, it's so important to try some of these concepts, because we are in unfamiliar territory and unfamiliar times. And it's not likely that we're going to go back to the normal that was before COVID.
Exactly. What's,
there is not going to be that
what
same
is normal. Yeah, totally. So, focusing on what we can control, right, which is our own headspace and looking after it. So whenever we focus and we realize, just bring up your future. I mean, future. Wait, too early. Your now. And in the now, it was like, I'm already jumping. We're still in the now. And what's happening in the now is just, again, with a powerful and your unconscious mind, just ask and see what's actually is in your now. You know, all of those things and whatever that might be. So there might be, you'll start realizing that there are certain things that actually don't belong in the now at all. So you start putting like with the like family with family, work with work, whatever it is, how it's compartmentalized, right? So I have bookshelves.
Yep.
I don't know. Some people have files. Some people have just like a more like an Excel spreadsheet. Situation. So it's a mouthful. So whatever it is you have, perfectly great. So you start compounding those things together, but then you'll but then you'll realize that there are certain things that actually don't belong in you now. There are certain things that happened 5 minutes ago, so it means that they are much better off in the past. Some of them happened 15 years ago and they're still in you now. They don't really belong here, do they? The same stuff, you're already thinking of what needs to be done at the grocery shop and, you know, remember your mask and I need to pick up kids or whatever. It's not now. What's happening in this now moment for us, it's literally we're having this chat, right? That's it. Nothing
on
else.
On radio, yeah.
That's it. And this is when you're slowly getting in control of all of those things. So literally with the powerful unconscious mind, drop all of those things that belong in the future, take them and drop them in the future. Everything that's in the past, yes, take those things and drop them in the past. And start literally do this as many times as you need until you look at your now and it's beautiful and it's just in and out. And it's whatever that is you're doing, that's where it is in and out. So this is, we are clearing your now. So when that's done, I would like for the next step would be to go into your future. And again, have a look, how are the things that are actually organized there. And again, you'll see that it's nice to put like with the like, you know, school with school, friends with friends, partners with partners, animals with animals. I don't know, like whatever it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
And then again, you'll see maybe there is this thing that happened 25 years ago and it's definitely not belonging in the future, right? Because it happened in the past. So take that stuff and put it in the past. You'll see that even the future can be, as we've just discussed, it can be the closer future, can be the more further future. But rearrange those things and put them. And again, have a look. Have a look. Like when you think you're done and you're happy, have a look at your masterpiece. And if you're happy, you are feeling in control and you're feeling good, this is where it belongs. And then last but not least, we are going where you store your past. And the reason why we take and do past the last, because past is past. Uh-huh. It definitely is in the past.
You can't change it.
Exactly. Exactly. This is, it is. It's just, it's not even done. It's not even the way we are looking at our past. It's more detached, right? So you don't even need to be there. You don't even need to feel the feels. Like it doesn't matter. It doesn't create any resourceful state for you whatsoever. Again, looking, having a look, what's actually what belongs in the past, how further in the past, you know, how closer to now. Organize those things with the beautiful, powerful, unconscious mind. Allow yourself, because you can do anything. And it's your mind and it's your timeline. You can do what the fuck you want to do. Yeah. But just like do it in that in the correct way of timeline. Past is past, as you said, Tony. It already happened. Future is future. It has not happened yet. What we have is literally the present.
The now.
Right? And that's it. And when you are done, and I don't know how long that took me to describe, but ultimately, the more you do it, the quicker you get at it, because it's literally like, chun, 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 boom, done, drop the mic. You're ready to go. You're ready to go because you are feeling in control and empowered. And ultimately, what it gives you, that sense of, again, being in control. And you are... There is no need to be nervous or distracted or feeling anxiety because it's just not there anymore. Do you know why? Because again, mind-body connection. When you are creating those routines with your mind, your physiology changes. Your again, because the brain is not producing those hormones, there is no cortisol happening.
Yes.
There is no need to fly to fight mode. You are in control.
Yes.
And when you feel like this, can you imagine how much different you're going to be for yourself and those around you when you go out there in the wild? And again, this is like, we take care of ourselves, guys. But ultimately, it's not just, well, okay, it's awesome to be selfish in an ecological way. But just think about it. Yeah. We are humans. It's all about this compounding effect of energy. If you're having a much nicer day, and if you're not going to be mean to someone on the street, they are, you know...
Yes.
You know what I mean? One interaction
it
at
transfers.
A time.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So this is just one of the examples of state management. Very, very powerful.
Yes.
And again, it's just going back to that, checking in with yourself and checking in with your headspace and asking how you're doing and what is that you can do about it. And just practice this. If it works very well for me now in the mornings, used to be in the evenings when you cannot go to sleep, when there is something on your mind, just do a little bit of reshuffle of the timeline and that's it. And it's kind of like we are not erasing anything. It's still there. Like all of your life, all of those things you need to do, right? It's still going to be in the future and it's okay. But and you already know and you set expectation of the timeline when that needs to be done. And that's when kind of we can slowly, you know, very, very nicely interconnect it with the planning stuff. So, yeah, I hope that helps. So, give it a go. Let us know.
Oksana,
I'm curious. Yeah.
So, Oksana, when we're in this world at the moment with so much going on and these little techniques – will help you to get that feeling of control back. That when everything else is spinning out of control, this simple technique will help you bring yourself back into control, reduce your anxiety, and assist you with showing up in a positive way in your life. Yeah?
Absolutely. As well as what just came to mind, it's, again, I think it's like, that's the mantra for today's session. It's like, we can't control what we can't control, right? What we can control is our own headspace. And all of that, you know, perception of information and reality, ultimately you have your reality, you know, someone else has their reality, and what is happening, that is real, right? But again, according to whom? So if something is creating pain for you, you know, that's why what comes to mind as well, I don't know where this came from, but just came up, like, it's okay to unfollow people in real life, you know? If something that's not serving you good, well, fucking don't do it. Like, why would you do something? Why are you torturing yourself? The same as with, you know, people and boundaries. I understand we all have families or friends, and all of those things, but it's all about timing as well, and you need to take care of yourself. But what just came to mind as well is a very, very simple technique that you can use. It's a power of reframe, right? And the reframe is so powerful. It's kind of like good old presupposition of NLP, of there is no failure, only feedback, right? Just think about it. You can crucify yourself, and this is coming from a Russian person raised in Russia by Russian parents. Trust me, I know what it feels like. It's, you know, higher, faster, stronger, and it's never freaking good enough. But when I've discovered this for myself, there is no failure, just feedback. This is what Richard Branson did, literally. Like, because there is no syndrome of failure, it's like, fuck it, I can do it again. Like, even if it's not something that works out straight away, there is no hesitation and failure, and it's all in the headspace. So the power of reframe. The power of reframe. There is the content and there is the context reframe. The content, it's usually how, you know, what else this could mean, you know, like, not why is this happening to me, but what is it trying to teach, right? And obviously
that whole reframe conversation is so important. So let's use COVID, for instance. And if you think about, oh my God, I'm in lockdown, I can't do this, I can't do that. Instead, you reframe it in terms of, okay, I can't go out, I can't do this, I can't do that. What can I do? Does that mean I catch up on decluttering that room that I never get time to do?
Bit of Marie Kondo. Bit of Marie Kondo.
Good time for that.
And well, it's also, though, very quickly, you know, sorry, just very quickly, it comes to mind, like Marie Kondo, but also, you know, through COVID, we have so many amazing memes going around. And one of my favorite ones is, like, make sure that, you know, you are rearranging all of your shelves, but you're going to run out of shelves eventually and you'll need to feel your feelings. That's just on another kind of layer to it, but that's okay.
Yes.
Totally fine. Yeah.
Yeah. And it is a good time. Like, you know, we've been so busy leading up to this time. Now's the time to take a breath and reevaluate things. What's serving your life well? What's not working for you? And how will you change that going forward? These are important things in helping you live your best life. And if you're in business, what a powerful time to sit back and think, okay, well, maybe this is how I have to do business for an extended period of time. What does that look like? What can I do? And you've got the time to reframe it, haven't you, Oksana?
Absolutely. And it's just, again, we're so busy doing, you know, it seems like we're human doing, not human beings. And it's all, you know, yes, it sucks that we can't, you know, by the way, if you haven't noticed, but like, I am very, very kinesthetic. So when I'm not seeing people, my inner kinesthet is slowly dying, and it's not a very nice feeling. Yes. But at the same time, though, it gives us opportunity to focus on exactly what you're saying. What can be done differently? Yeah. What is that that it was not working for us? Because do you know what? How it used to be, like, it's not okay. Like, now it's not okay for sure. But what, like the way
Yeah.
we used to be, what we used to call the norm. No, it's not. Like
Yes.
people are just absolutely with the, you know, it's a blessing and a curse with technology. When it works, is great.
Yes.
But also when it works,
Yes.
there's so much expectation because everything is done so quickly and there is not enough appreciation for anything, really. And
Yep.
that's why it just gives us this opportunity to, again, reframe all of the life if you choose to. If you don't, that's absolutely fine too. It's just a matter of what is it that happening with you now, what is serving you and what is not. Just like start with something very simple, you know. And then again, focusing on what we can control and cannot control. As soon as I started implementing this, again, NLP presupposition of we can't control what we can't control, just everything, it's the power of letting go, you know, that is so... Again, for focusing on big things, because as we all know, all big things consist of little small bites. That's how we eat an elephant.
They do.
But
yes,
it's just, what is it?
Metaphorically, we're not actually eating an elephant.
That's right. Yeah. Sorry, guys. It's just a little metaphor. How do you eat an elephant? One small piece at a, bite at a time. But just focusing on your values and beliefs, how cool it will be just to tap into yourself and ask, what is it that I actually like? Like, when was the last time, do you even know yourself? When was the last time you had a good constructive conversation with yourself? What is it actually that I like? What makes me happy? What excites me? What floats my boat? You know, just even getting to know yourself. Like, do you know yourself? Who are you in the sense of identity? What is your business? What is your why? Are you aligned with your why and your why for your business? That are you doing? What are you doing? What actually keeps you going every morning? Or is it something that, or is it just, what are they called? Hedgehog day? It's not a hedgehog. Greyhog day.
Groundhog day.
Groundhog day. Well, see, now I've created a new one. We're going to call it a hedgehog day. I like
Our
that. That's going to be.
So cute.
Well, here you go. This is welcome to the English as my second language, but so yeah, so many things. And it's just, and this is even with the self-discovery process, right? There are so many things and it can get overwhelming, but just listen to yourself, listen to your body. Only you know yourself. Only you know what you want and what you need and what works. It's just a matter of having, even starting that constructive conversation with yourself. Again, language.
Yeah.
It's how do you not only talk to other people around you, but how do you talk to yourself? Are you nice to yourself? Or are you being a bully? Well, how is that internal dialogue going today, for instance? All of those things.
Yeah. It's really important to think about what floats your boat, as Oksana's just said, because once you're doing things that float your boat, be that in personal life or in business, it has a compoundingly wonderful impact on you and your life because you are doing something that you feel passionate about. And when you're doing something that you feel passionate about, you become the best version of yourself. And this is a unique opportunity for human beings to do some of that tough stuff. And to not whinge about not being able to go out or having to wear a mask or whatever it is that is upsetting you at the moment, that opportunity to reframe has never been greater than it is at the moment. And I feel that the world will be moving forward in a different way in the future. And that's a good thing. And I think that if you don't take the time to do some of these things, that you'll be left behind, so to speak. I think that for many people who are doing the work on themselves and in their businesses, they will strive for higher things as we go forward. And that, again, that conversation about tapping in to who you are, what you're doing, what makes you happy is incredibly important. And then taking it forward into your business. What are you doing? How are you doing it? How are you showing up in life? Is what you're doing in business congruent with who you are? Does it resonate with you? If not, perhaps look at doing something different or in a different way. Yeah?
Mm. Totally. And that's even kind of like what a good way to, I think it kind of makes sense, especially what you've mentioned, you know, tapping into yourself and listening to yourself and actually understanding that there are so many different parts to you, right? But as soon as you acknowledge these parts, and that's, you understand that all of those parts are there for a reason. And ultimately the reason why they're parts, because they used to be one, right? And then it kind of, they broke off just because they take care of different things, right? And as soon as, just again, you don't know what you don't know, but as soon as you start creating that awareness, you start that conversation with internal dialogue with all of those parts, that's when we can feel in control by planning something for the future, for your personal life as well as for business, right? But it all starts, as we all know, it all starts with an idea. Much always, as I say, it's better out than in, because as soon as it's still in there, it's just a fantasy. You know, we can fantasize about so many things. When it starts to become a reality, when we need, when we start putting meat, you know, on bones, right? And we make it so visual and so appealing that that's actually how manifestation works ultimately, right? When you you just imagine your, and you create your reality. But I would like to mention, because it's, I would like to share this concept as well as another NLP tool, and it's called Disney, Walt Disney Planning Strategy. And it is being used by Walt Disney, the Walt Disney, the cartoon, the I can't say, I think when I say the cartoonist guy, it's just like diminishing his vastness of what he's been doing, huh? But like the you know,
well, he did the Walt Disney cartoons, so that's okay.
Yeah, but you know, Walt Disney, right? So ultimately the way, and this is why it works again with NLP, because it's not rocket science, and the way it was developed was from modeling behaviors of people that worked and were resourceful, right? So this planning process, it creates, he acknowledged the fact that there are three parts to him, right? So the way, like whenever he would be planning for the future or thinking or strategy, there will be a dreamer, there will be a realist, and there will be a critic. But very, very important to identify with the critic situation, that not not a bully, constructive criticism, right? So that voice of, so a dreamer is basically, it's the one that you would bring up, what is it that you want, very visual, it's a future, it's a long term, it's the language, it's all about, almost like ask yourself a question, if you had a magic wand and you could have anything, what would that be?
What would you like?
So just go, just go crazy. Crazy. However insane it might sound, again, according to whom, no one is judging, just go nuts. You
That's
know?
Right.
Enjoy yourself and create that vision. And then basically what you do, and you're tapping in. Hmm?
I was just going to say, that's where the process of vision boarding comes in. And you know, that process of going through magazines and cutting out photos of things that are important to you, that you would like in your life or that you see in your future. That's the dreaming portion of the Disney strategy.
That's right. Yep. It's very visual. You can implement, it's a part of it as a vision board, because what comes next is that we are talking to our realist, and the realist is the guy that basically gets shit done, right? So it's bring it back to the ground, and it's all about bullet points. It's all about very, very kinesthetic, very action. What is it? How? Right? So and again, this is compared to the dreamer, it's very short-term orientated, right? So we're focusing on what needs to be done now to get to where the dreamer wants to go.
Wants to be.
So when that's done, last but not least, very, very important that they understand that they all work together. But we are having a chat to our constructive critic. And do you know when the dialogue is starting to become very interesting is when you ask your internal constructive critic to, what questions do you have to the dreamer? And you ask, and you write those questions down. And then when you have a list, you basically ask your dreamer, how would this be, how is this possible? How is this will be done? You're going to, you, and you will be fascinated what sort of answers you're going to come back with. Because when you're in state of that dreamer, you are focusing on your bigger why, and it's all about that meaning and congruency and beliefs. It means something so much more. It's not that you want, I don't know, whatever that is that you want. There is something, the meaning behind it is just much more deeper than something on the surface. And then again, when they've had this chat and the answers were answered and your constructive critic is happy and satisfied, that's when you, again,
Are
bring
they
it
ever
back.
happy and satisfied?
You go, you do this exercise until there are no more questions left. And that's the beauty of it. You are doing this a few times and then you're basically, again, you are getting to the point of not very, it's, you know, from experience, not always, it's only one session, but I usually use this technique in a way of my job, again, as a facilitator to explain it to you. And we do it a couple of times, however many questions rounds we need. And then if you feel that you are aware and you're able to do this on your own, then that's it. That's my job is
Off
done.
You go.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's how you do it. Yeah. This is such a great tool to use as New Year's resolutions, but you know, the ones that we just kind of never do. So if you reframe New Year's resolutions into something much more constructive, like the Disney planning strategy, and you can revisit it, I don't know, maybe, well, you know, once every quarter would be epic, but just to be reasonable, because even I don't do it. I don't know why. I'm lazy.
Yes.
It's okay. We're all lazy. Twice a year, I think that's pretty good, no? So you do it kind of, you know, your new version of the New Year's resolutions, and then you're checking in mid-year to see how you're doing.
Yes.
But again, it's kind of like we need to track your progress. We need to track. You need to track your progress. Yes. We can help you, but you need to track your progress. Do you know why? It's going to just blow your mind. It's so simple, because when you are in control, and it gives you security and you feel, especially with what's happening outside. So many things we cannot control outside, but when you bring it back to things what you can control, and you're in control of your life, and that's what's going to happen.
Yes.
So here you go. Yes. This is the Disney planning strategy. There is another very, very easy concept. It's called well-formed outcome. Yes. I'm a little bit aware of time. So it's the difference is just basically 9 very basic steps. And again, if you guys are interested, shoot us through an email and I'll hook you up. So, I just talk too much. I just love talking so much, but you know, and then time, and I'm escape, and then time escapes.
That's the whole reason we have you on the show, Oksana, is so that you can tell people from your wealth of experience and knowledge how some simple tactics and can help you in life. And just before we get on to the next section, I just want to remind people that you can connect with Oksana. It's oksanajohnson.com and her email is oksana@oksanajohnson.com. And
actually, hello.
Help you and you want
hello,
to
it's Oksana. Oksana
Hello at oksanajohnson.com. She can talk you through these processes if you've missed what we've said on the show, and she can help you to implement some of these things in your life through a conversation or a longer coaching program. She's available to help you with this stuff. So in talking about the Disney strategy, I've just looked at my notes and thought the dreamer is considered the person who looks to the future. The realist is considered the person who is in the here and now. And the critic tends to be in the past. Is that
it's both
looking at that?
No, I don't think it's in the past, because past is past. We can't do anything about the past. So it's a critic is more, it's focused on, it's kind of like it's both, it's future and the present as well. So it's, and that's why all of those questions, they can, you know,
are important.
It's kind of like how it looks and what needs to be clarified. I don't believe, I think in the planning, past as such, not in this particular exercise.
Strategy.
Past that is something
strategy.
That's right. Yeah. So we're kind of focusing on the.
Yeah. Okay. And then the last thing that we wanted to talk about today, I'm going to let you go so that you can have the full floor.
It's just ultimately I wanted to touch base kind of in an addition of the presuppositions of NLP, right? And what are they, like what they are? Again, they're kind of like, I can't really say axiom. Is that, am I pronouncing that correctly? Like in the geometry, there is this statement, right? That's kind of,
axis.
That's always right. Axioma. I don't know. Anyway, it's just basically the way to reframe it. It's the way of thinking, right? And I've used a couple. And ultimately, some of them, the way that I implemented in my life, they were little intentions, right? So again, things that we can control, and even tapping back into that state management. When you, you know, when you've done your routine and whatnot, just set a couple of intentions. Yes. What is it that you, how is it that you would like to show up for yourself today? And this is so important because let's not confuse intentions with to-do lists. You know, it's not like you need to go grocery shopping, you know, do something. It's all about how. Like, ask this question of how would you like to be? How would you like to show up for yourself? For instance, what helped me, because as soon as you create an intention and you write it down, I mean, let's not get crazy. Yes. You don't need 10. Just do 3, do 2, do 1. Focus on something. If it helps, even set it up on your phone reminders. Because as soon as you create awareness, again, around this area, it's mindfulness. Yeah. You're going to bring unconsciously, with the power of unconscious mind, it's going to be there and you're going to be noticing different. So for instance, it really helped me with patience because apparently I have patience of a rattlesnake. Used to.
Now me too. I'm so impatient.
Yeah. Well, and this is when, as soon as you set that intention of how would you like to be, and just say how it is. So instead of being impatient, what would you be? Yes. For me, it would be just calm and collected, right? And just accept that.
Yeah.
Again, like whatever is happening, if it's not coming from me and I can't control it, like what's the point of wasting my energy on negative emotions, right?
Yeah.
So the intention, and this is when, even on the back of the intentions, I've used quite a few NLP presuppositions, right? And what they are, it's just a phrase, right? So the way that they came up with it is just, they were, again, modeling other work of other professionals at the time, quite successful, as we've just passed.
Yeah.
And they came up with these conclusions. It's just like a, it's like a drop of knowledge, you know, it's just like a drop of awareness. And when you need to retouch with yourself and touch base with mindfulness, for instance, one of my favorite ones is, and it's so applicable what's happening now, the menu is not the meal, the map is not the territory. Just listen to this, like map is not the territory, because ultimately what it means is that we can see, it's all about those expectations. But what actually is going to happen might be completely different. And as soon as you remind yourself, the good old I mentioned today with Richard Branson, there is no failure, only feedback. There is no failure, only feedback. If I knew this 20 years ago, my life would be different, let me tell you, because there was so much pressure. Not necessarily even from external pressure, but like that internal dialogue was insane.
Self-pressure, yes.
Exactly.
Definitely.
And it's always just, we're forgetting to acknowledge, you know, well, ultimately, you know, if we're not surgeons, right? And it's like, if everyone is in an ecological relationship with themselves and those around you, and even if it's not, very good metaphors as well, the way it works, like we've always known this, when one door closes, another one opens, right? It's only about actually allowing yourself to believe in it. And when you are congruent within yourself, that's when the energy flows. Even just like imagine when you, whatever, I don't know, when you didn't get a job that you wanted. Well, let me give you an example. I have one right here. Yeah. Like it's just, it's me. Yeah. I remember back in corporate days that I would just go through job to job because I hate it. You know, I was very good at what I did, but I did not enjoy what I did. And I would be jumping from jobs to jobs. And then ultimately, when I didn't even get a job, I felt gutted. But now I understand, if only someone told me that, well, it's not what I was supposed to be doing anyway, because I was just going through the motions and it was my journey and my story. But if only I knew that. Again, failure, there is no failure, only feedback. Another very interesting concept, what I always say is that, you know, we've kind of flicked it in terms of the reality, right? So you have your reality, I have my reality, and that is actually what is real. Just remember that we experience things so different based on our own past experiences and life and culture and languages and where we live and all of those things, all of those memories. Again, like the same situation is going to be lived in a whole different way. I think that is a very beautiful, I think I've reposted it as well. It's like, just remember that 7 billion people experience today in a whole different way. Like literally, whatever happens,
it's
just about the perception, right? And kind of last, I think that that will be a pretty good one as well. Just remember that the purpose of the communication is the response you get, right? So when we communicate, we need to understand that what we're going to receive back is not going to be necessarily what we want it to be, right? And again, it's because we cannot control other people. And as soon as we allow and as soon as we accept them for who they are and that they have their model of the world, it's just their model of the world. How easy life just becomes, because all of those, you know, I don't know, rejections or no-shows or whatever, it's just like, it's actually, not, or people are being rude on public transport. It's not about you, it's about them. It's just,
it's about them.
Again, what a great way to just, you know, kind of sum up everything, that ultimately we can't control what we can't control. Seriously, this is literally the mantra for today. We cannot control what we can. What we can control is just our own actions, behaviors. Simple, drop the mic.
Humanity can't control things like COVID. We can try, and we may get to a point where it's managed, but it's something that it's out of our everyday control, isn't it?
Well, it's something so much bigger. You know, there are so many questions of as to why. But again, it's kind of like remembering how I was miserable trying to understand why are we here, you know? I don't know. Like, I think I figured it out for myself. If you need some help figuring out why you are here, I'm happy to chat.
Yes. Ogzana's again, really good at helping you figure out what your passion is, what you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to do, all of those things Ogzana can help you with in life and in business as well. And for me, I'm being reminded that it's the current situation with the virus. Again, we can't control that, but we can control how we react to that. And if we react in a way that says, oh, I'm never going to wear a mask, or I'm not going to do this, or I'm not going to isolate, who's that hurting? You.
Well, exactly. I think it's also, it depends about intentions of why you're doing what you're doing. You need to listen to yourself. And this is when going back to that state management, tap in and listen to what it is, right? But ultimately, as we've quickly, before we even started the program, I was just sharing with Tony that I got a mask just because there are so many, it's almost like it's starting to get to the point of we need to coexist in this world, right? And it's all about flexibility. So if it doesn't really
resilience.
Hurt you, it doesn't really hurt for you to wear a mask, does it? But then if it's someone, it's just something that, you know, welcome to the new normal, whatever it is. I'm still not even sure if it's going to be really, truly protecting me from something. But if it's going to, you know, result in a better mental state for myself and people around me, then fuck it. Let's do it. Yes. It doesn't hurt. So, and then again, like continuously, especially now, I'll again share my mantra with you guys. It's like one day at a time, sometimes 1 hour at a time. If you need to put in those little reminders on your phone, just to remember to breathe. Just how are you?
Is very important. Very important. And with on that note, we are out of time, and this show has
again, gone completely again,
quickly, yet again, which is wonderful. Don't forget, before we go, to contact Ogzana, hello@ogzanajohnson.com. She's on LinkedIn and Facebook as Ogzana Johnson Mindset Coach. And she will be happy to do a free session with you if you need to, and if you want to talk to her about anything that we've brought up in the show today, I encourage you to jump on and have a talk to Oksana and see if you can use this time that you've been given, and it is a gift, to get yourself and your business back on track and heading towards you where you want to go. So next week, we will be back at the same time with Oksana Johnson. Thank you, everyone, for listening today. This is your host, Tony Lontis, and Oksana Johnson, thank you for joining Radio Tony this week, and we look forward to a further conversation next week. Bye for now, everyone.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Radio Tony, Everyday Business, and I've been joined this week by my co-host, Oksana Johnson. Don't forget, jump on to Oksana's website, oksanajohnson.com. Thank you for listening this week, and we look forward to joining you next week with more information on everyday business. Radio Tony, this is your host, Tony Lontis.